Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now when you use code DNVR, new customers can make any $5 NBA moneyline bet and get $200 in free bets if your team wins. That's code DNVR only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Happy Friday, my friends. I am Susie Hunter, and we got Kale producing today. What's up, Kale? This is like our second show that we've done together already, because Vote and I hosted a fantastic Transplants Guide to Being in Denver podcast, and I had a lot of fun. I said some weird stuff, I'm not gonna lie. it was a little strange. but it was good. Kale had fun. Because he was our Colorado native.
I was our resident native on the podcast, and it was a good time.
Do you think we did a good job summing up how to be a good citizen here?
I think you guys did a great job on how to be a good transplant. I think you did a great job.
Thank you. Yeah. So give that a listen. Honestly, we had so much fun. It was wild. It's another Friday Afternoon Club tonight featuring Nuggets playing at 5. Nuggets pregame's at 4:30, right? Yep. Kale's producing that. Kale's busy tonight. Kale can't get Liddy like we all got Liddy. Last week.
Last Friday Afternoon Club was wild.
It was out of control. So that's what you can look forward to here at Colfax in York at the DNVR bar. We are going to talk about some baseball news because this is a baseball podcast, not just a Friday Afternoon Club podcast. The Rockies. We have some Rockies news. The Rockies are bringing back Jose Urania on a one-year deal worth $3 million with a club option for $4 million for 2024. I got the news first from at Patrick D. Lyons. Jose Urania, best cheekbones in the game. You can't argue with that. I love it. All right. Dodgers have some news going on, too. The Dodgers declined Justin Turner's option. He's now a free agent. So that was a $16 million option for that two-time All-Star. And, of course, we know just a couple of weeks ago, Turner received the Roberto Clemente Award for all of his philanthropic efforts off the field. So I'm curious to see. He's 37. Did you realize he was 37? No. Kale says no. He didn't know. All the Turners are on the market because Trey Turner, the other Turner on the Dodgers, also a free agent right now. And there's a lot of talks about the Phillies being a possible landing spot for him. We're just running the rumor mill right now. So like a lot of the free agency frenzy, we know, circled around Aaron Judge. But there's a lot of prime guys on the market like Trey Turner. But apparently a National League exec told MLB.com the Phillies could tell Turner or whoever else they have their eye on, you're not our plan B. You're the guy we want. And apparently players like to hear that. Apparently people like being the number one choice. JP Morosi was also reporting that a lot of people at the GM meetings happening right now think Philly is the most likely landing spot for Turner. And Turner's also good friends with Harper because they were on the Nats together. He'd be a big upgrade for the Phillies. We'll see. But this is not a Phillies podcast. Let's keep it in the NL West. The Padres declined their club option for Will Myers. Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers are apparently trying to close a one-year deal, according to sources through MLB.com. And Suarez signs a five-year deal with the Padres. Do you know his story, Kale?
I don't. What's his story?
You know, okay, so this is a great tweet from Danny Vietti. This put this all into perspective. So this guy spent his early 20s in independent league baseball. He worked as a supermarket security guard. He joined the Mexican League at 24. He had Tommy John in 2017. He kind of bounced between Japan minors and the big leagues from 2015 to 2021. Finally made his MLB debut in 2022 at 31 years old. So, like, kind of a similar, you know, we have our Wynton Bernard story and the Padres have something similar.
Yeah, that's actually really crazy cool.
That is crazy cool. Well, especially also seeing, like, a five-year, $46 million deal for that guy who's just been grinding
That's a dude who loves baseball and was going to do everything he can to keep playing baseball. So you like to see those guys get rewarded. It's really cool.
I love that. Yeah, exactly. And you got to think, too, like there's got to be so many times. I mean, I wonder. I mean, even if you're like, no, like I know I have it, but there have to be times where you're just like, is this going to happen? Have I been wrong this whole time? Totally. But you know what? This is good stuff for him. Congratulations. All right. So I know we've been talking about the rumor mill. We talked about the rumor mill with Jessica Kleinschmidt. But first, we should probably shout out us, DNVR members. It's lit if you're a member, because you can enjoy all of the benefits down here at Colfax and York, especially FAC, the Friday Afternoon Club. So if you're not a member already, you are missing out on price breaks for Broncos tailgates and the Nuggets party bus. When's the next Nuggets party bus, Kale?
I don't know the date off the top of my head, but I know we are playing the Jazz. So it should be an exciting game.
Yes. I remember hearing that. I'm excited. Those buses look awesome. All right. But anyway, you get a price break for that. The annual membership comes with a free t-shirt. We have the best t-shirts on the face of this earth. I just got a new sweatshirt too. So like, I'm super excited about it. You get a discount at the DNVR bar. You get 15% off your tab. That's actually insane. You get extra raffle tickets at our watch parties. You can win free gear. And you get access to our members only Discord. So you can chat with everyone in our community without worrying about jerks, without politics. And if you're not a member, don't fret. It's only 50 cents for your first month at thednvr.com. And if you love DNVR, you have to love Game Time too, because they are the hottest ticketing site that makes it easier than ever to score the best deals on tickets to sports, concerts, shows, and more. It's the best way to get those seats that you've never even dreamed you could sit in, like the 50-yard line, courtside, behind home plate, floor seats at a concert, maybe Taylor Swift, who just added another date to her Denver leg of the tour. I'm excited. Can't wait. We'll talk about it later, because why would we not talk about Taylor Swift on this Rockies podcast? But listen, the bottom line is, if you love DNVR, you're going to love Game Time. The best way to support us is by buying your tickets through the link in the description. Join over 15 million people who have downloaded the Game Time app and score the best seats to all of your favorite events. And you know what? Sometimes, though, the best seat is right in your house, especially if you've got Ivaca TV. It's the new GOAT in Colorado sports, the greatest of all TV. You're going to get all of the Colorado sports that you can't get on other carriers, which is a crazy way to live, not getting the channels that you want to get. But you're going to get Altitude Sports. You're going to get AT&T Sportsnet. And you get the DNVR channel. You could be watching us right now on TV. It's the coolest thing. So you're going to get Avs, Nuggets, DU, CSU, UNC, MSU, and some exclusive DNVR content, including the Serbia documentary, which I can't even, I'm so proud of my coworkers. I cannot believe I work with people who made a documentary, and it's incredible. So that is just one of the things you can enjoy with Ivaca TV. Go to ivaca.tv/DNVR and sign up for just $25 a month. And check out the Nuggets pregame show tonight at 4:30. Yes. Awesome. Good stuff. Okay. I talked to Jessica Kleinschmidt, who covers the A's, does such a great job, earlier today. All kinds of news going on out there, but we should start off. I sent you that tweet, Kale. Do we have that loaded? She tweeted something earlier that damn near gave me a panic attack. Crone's been assigned to AAA Vegas. She's actually talking about Kevin Crone, CJ Crone's brother. But the A's organization has so many Crones. They have twice the Crones we have. It's kind of crazy. So we talk about that. We talk about Twitter. We talk about, you know, the latest going on with the Coliseum. A lot of stuff going on. Are we ready to roll it?
Of course.
Yes. Let's hear it. All right. Joining the pod now is MLB reporter who works with the A's broadcast. Does such a great job. Jessica Kleinschmidt. Jess, how is your off season going so far?
I know. I talked to you before you pressed the record button. Straight up, not going to lie, I'm extremely bored. And I shouldn't be saying that out loud because I know some, like the free agent baseball gods heard me saying that. But same thing. It's kind of a lackluster offseason. We haven't hit the winter meetings quite yet, but I'll be down there in San Diego. My first time ever going to winter meetings, like physically. And so I'm really looking forward to that. Like, hopefully I'll just be in the lobby when a huge trade goes down, or maybe we'll get finally that Aaron Judge extension. Maybe I'll be right by Brian Cashman when it goes down. I don't know. But overall, I'm just enjoying it, trying to. I'm very much not a person who likes to be bored. Just so trying to get the bored mindset. But until then, just chugging along.
I feel like one of the most exciting things this hot stove season with all of the trades is all of the fake verified accounts tweeting out stuff, because I keep getting got. And I think you almost got before we started this interview.
Yeah, like, cool. We have something to discuss before, like on the show. A fake New York Yankees account came up and they signed, I believe it was like $530 million for Aaron Judge. And it was one of those where it popped up and I'm subscribed to some tweets, but on my other Twitter account that I run for the A's, it'll pop up as like trending stuff. So I thought I was subscribed to it. So I got twice, mind you. Once I retweeted a fake Ken Rosenthal account 6 years ago, I thought I was good. Don't sleep on the new verification process, fam. Be careful. Be careful. Yeah.
It's been chaotic. I've been got a couple of times too. We need to talk about another time when I got by you. You tweeted something a couple of days ago. The tweet reads, Crone's been assigned to AAA Vegas. But you were actually talking about first baseman Kevin Crone. You have a lot of Crones in the A's organization.
I know, we're quite spoiled, aren't we? Yeah, and it's actually a really cool story. Even before the whole A's scenario, the Crones, specifically Kevin and his dad, Chris, who of course is the assistant hitting coach for the A's, they were in the Diamondbacks organization together, same situation, but his dad was the person who got to say, hey, you got the call up in 2019. And it seems like kind of a similar scenario here. He's now the A's assistant hitting coach, which, can I just say, every hitting coach in the major league, no matter what you're doing, is the most difficult coaching position you can possibly have. Imagine somebody coming up to you and saying, I went 0-for-4. Why? Fix me. And that's something that a really tough job that he has to do. But the thing that I'm excited about here is you have to remember this past last off season, we sold everybody, you know, the Matt Olsons of the world, the Matt Chapmans. Now, speaking of Matt Olson, I think the A's are still looking for a strong power hitter at the first base position. And the thing about Kevin is he killed it in the PCL. I know where you talk about the PCL as kind of a league where a lot of players really, especially hitters, just thrive. I think that's kind of falling out of place a little bit. That's not being the definition of hitters back there. And then he went overseas and we're seeing how he's working with that. Still didn't quite have that 300 plus batting average that we saw when he was with the Reno Aces, but there's something that the scouts in the front office saw in him. And the thing about the A's is he definitely has a huge shot to play in the majors once again, because if you look, and I remember, I think we had some crazy roster movement as it pertains to some of these rookies, crazy amount of rookies this season, because the A's wanted to give them a chance. And I think once after that first or second month happened where we knew the A's were not going to be winning a lot of games, we wanted to concentrate on getting these younger guys some exposure to big league pitching and big league hitting. And especially with this case, and we're still trying to find that Matt Olson role, which you cannot take over for what
you can't replicate that.
You cannot replicate it. And I think everybody knows that. And we had like a bunch of different faces playing first base. It was Seth Brown. It was Stephen Vogt. It was Jordan Diaz. It was all kinds of, we had Jonah Bride playing first at one point. So I think we're trying to find and fill that void that Matt Olson left. Very impossible to fill, but there's pop there. There's some sneaky power there for Crone. And it's really cool because he gets to be part of it. And if anything, you have a guy like your dad who has watched him, knows his swing very, very well. And that was the case back with the Diamondbacks as well. So I'm looking forward to it. I think, like I said, he definitely has a shot at going for a major league roster spot, which sounds interesting because I think that is going to bring a lot of good unsung hero names to the A's this season, because I don't think they're going to make anything loud. It's not quite like the Rockies where they're due to panic mode. They're trying to get some guys in there like during the Hilliard trade and everything like that. But this is very much the beginning of a rebuild. And in that process, some of these guys who maybe wouldn't have gotten these opportunities with other organizations, they get to take advantage of that. And I think that's exactly what Kevin Crone's doing. And I really think people should pay attention. It could be a good storyline coming around. You see a lot of these guys coming from overseas. Eric Thames, we had him on the roster last offseason, last spring training, same thing. They want that opportunity and they get it with the A's.
That's so cool. I mean, first of all, if Kevin has just a fraction of CJ Crone's pop and yes. power, who's like hitting balls out of the park sometimes, yes. that's a good sign. That's a good sign. They do share genetics. So
I wish I was as cool as my brother, though. But like only from a perspective of he's the more mature one. The rest, I don't know. But he's definitely the cooler Kleinschmidt, I will say.
I will say I am interested. I hope that he is up with the majors. I hope he's up with the A's, because now all of the teams are playing each other this season, this upcoming 2023 season. How do you feel about this new whole structure of it all?
You know, just from like a selfish journalist perspective, I'm stoked, because as I remember last season, every time I would tweet somebody or text somebody, they would say, are you really playing the Astros again? And I know it's the AL West. They're all in the same division. And for sure. And just so for me, selfishly, I got to watch. I knew how good the Astros were when they were playing in the World Series. Just from the other perspective of the exposure for all the teams, I think it's really cool. Definitely this season, the playing field was rather even. All the really good teams were really good. I think I just knew the Astros were that much better. But beyond that, they were pretty even. I think we're going to be able to see that maintained in 2023. And just bringing more fans to the game, especially on the West Coast, where we have a lot of people filling the stadium when the Yankees are in town. And now we get to switch that up a bit. When the Mets were in town, that was super cool. I think we saw like glimpses of it randomly. The Braves were in town, the Marlins. Of course, I'm excited to see Joey Votto in yes. Oakland, and the Phillies are coming to town and all this other stuff. And just being able to talk to more people. And even from the Oakland Coliseum perspective, I know people have kind of an interesting take on it. And hitters don't like hitting there for obvious reasons. But I definitely know there's some people that love the idea of the Coliseum. So I love the exposure of it, especially for these young guys who may not have anticipated going up against some of this awesome pitching heading into the season. You know, whether it's a Cubs pitcher that they grew up liking, or, you know, Alcantara and everything like that, these former Cy Young Award winners. I think it's awesome. I love that it kind of creates more of an even playing field heading into the postseason, to the playoffs, because sometimes you'll see some of these playoffs and you're like, that's not a really good baseball team, but somehow they're in the postseason. And it's more than just the hottest team versus the best team, which is kind of what we saw this last World Series. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's really cool. I'm excited to have everybody and their mom on my shows this next season.
Yes.
Walking into the Coliseum, because even the exposure for me, there aren't going to be a ton of media people there. So that helps me up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And all of that. And everybody's a former A, so it's going to be a lot of former A's coming through the Coliseum and all of that. So I'm definitely looking forward to it and just shifting it a little bit. And obviously over the years, you develop these relationships with the opposing teams. Now we get to create new ones. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Everyone's a former A. That is the best thing I've ever heard.
It is. I look up and I'm like, huh, yeah, that's right. Like, we're going to honor him because he was on the A's 4 years ago. And like, I just love hearing the crowd, you know, yeah. the former Oakland A coming up, and that happens everywhere. And I just really, I just get a little excited every time it happens.
I love it. All right. You mentioned the Coliseum. What can you tell us about what is going on out there right now?
Yeah. And of course you're referring to, are the A's going to get a new Coliseum? And the answer is yes. The question is when and where. For starters, the rental agreement we have in place goes through 2024 as far as the Coliseum being rented out by the A's organization itself. And so far it's looking good as far as the A's staying in Oakland. We just had the recent elections, which I believe it's looking good as far as the person, the Oakland mayor who was elected. He's very pro A's keeping them in Oakland. And I know people are a little discouraged about all these Vegas rumors. And the truth is, and Dave Cavill said it, the A's do need a backup plan if this Howard Terminal thing doesn't go through. And I want people to know it still is a process. The beauty is Dave Cavill, the A's president, wants it to be as privately funded as possible. And if they do go to Vegas, that may not be the case. And either way, I think Vegas does want a team. That doesn't necessarily mean it has to be the A's. With sports betting becoming a huge thing, that could be great for having a baseball team. We saw what the Raiders are doing. The Knights did really good when they first moved there. But for now, it's a lot of environmental impact statements that need to be done, a lot of stuff going through politics and all of that. So Dave Cavill's still working on those relationships. And the beauty of him is he's very open to asking questions, very much an open door policy. Coming on, you know, podcasts and TV appearances and radio and all of that. So that's ultimately what's happening. That I think a lot of people are just waiting for that next step, which I think we all kind of are. And we're anticipating, are they going to put a shovel in the ground? And that's the ultimate thing. So for now, those next steps are being done. Dave Cavill is making sure that he's talking to the right people, doing all the right things. has been a roller coaster of emotions over the last while. But I think the ultimate thing is we're waiting to see what happens after 2024 with that rental agreement. And a lot of people ask, why not just build around the Coliseum where they are now? And if you look at a lot of big league parks, I already think of Busch Stadium and Ballpark Village. You want to have that awesome, those bars, those restaurants, everything like that. And it's where they want to build it at Jack London Square, which is gorgeous. There is more of that. It is near the water, which creates a little bit more hurdles and all of that. But at this moment, we're hoping that something can be done by the year 2024 and time's ticking. Dave Cavill made that very clear. Hopefully something can be done by next season. But for now, they're definitely making all the efforts they can because they genuinely want to stay in Oakland, and so do the fans.
Yeah, down to the wire, but I know I'm going to be keeping track through your Twitter. Tell us all where we can follow you so we can keep updated on all things A's.
You can follow my Twitter at KleinschmidtJD, the OG verification badge, mind you, the one I didn't have to pay for. Nope. And so you can follow all my stuff there. And then on Instagram as well, Jessica Kleinschmidt.
Awesome. Jess, thank you so much for joining the pod. Best of luck out there.
Thank you.
Okay. While that interview was running, we were in a full blown astrology conversation because I just casually said, like, oh, Jessica Kleinschmidt, my fellow Sagittarius, she just gets it. Jake Schwanitz here, just like chilling. He's my live studio audience today. Apparently we have the same birthday, but he's not a Sagittarius because we're both cusps. He's on the Capricorn side. This is wild. So we've been looking up all the famous people who share our birthday. I was like, oh yeah, we've got Jane Fonda. We've got Samuel L. Jackson. But we also have like Andy Dick and Stalin. Ray Romano, that's a good one. But in the baseball world, Mike Clevenger, but he's on the Sagittarius side. I love it. I could talk about this stuff forever. I love it. We have so many earth signs who work here. It's insane. Okay, let's talk about some other baseball news, some other rumors and such. The Astros they're making a push to re-sign Justin Verlander, according to MLB.com. And also the Astros parted with their general manager. James Click won't return for the 2023 season after they won the World Series. So we'll see what happens there. And the Red Sox are still holding out hope to re-sign Xander Bogaerts at shortstop. But, you know, they've got Trevor Story. I'm just so worried about Trevor Story and his mental health. Do you ever worry about Trevor Story, Kale? Do you worry about him?
Not really.
No.
I mean, he's got millions and millions of dollars, so I think he'll be just fine.
But, like, emotionally.
Yeah, I mean, like, I hope he wins one day. because he hasn't done a lot of that.
He hasn't. So we'll see what happens there. We're going to talk to Josh Sushan because he had some great things to say. But first, we gotta shout out some more people that keep the lights on here at DNVR. American Raptors. We love American Raptors. This rugby club composed of crossover athletes coming together for the first time, putting their skills to the test. If you haven't heard of the American Raptors, they're Rugbytown USA's newest rugby team. And they're composed of athletes who've competed at the highest level of their respective sports all over the place, coming from backgrounds. Football, basketball, baseball, wrestling, soccer, track and field. Jake, do you think you could play rugby? Are you a rugby guy?
I played rugby in high school.
Jake played rugby in high school.
Mm-hmm. I played wing.
Wait, what does that mean? What does wing mean?
I was on the outside. I used to be a fast guy.
Oh, he was a fast guy. Okay. I love that. Are you going to join?
No.
He's not going to join.
His athletic days are behind him.
He's just going to talk about sports. I love this. I've had an audience all day. This is so fun for me. All right. Anyway, American Raptors. The best thing about hitting up an American Raptors game is that they are free. So head to AmericanRaptors.com, grab your free ticket. And if you can't make it to a game, AmericanRaptors.com will be streaming all of them on their website. So check that out. And the other thing you can check out, our guy Colton Strickler has it all covered for you with the weekly DNVR Rugby podcast. So hit that subscribe button. If you didn't get the ticket you wanted as an elite athlete, check out those opportunities at Infinity Park. It might just be your next ride. So follow him, follow our DNVR Rugby account to keep up with the latest news and learn rugby with Colton's 101 Rugby podcasts. He's got exclusive interviews with athletes and coaches too. So you can find all of that and more at AmericanRaptors.com. And listen, the wait is over. Basketball is back. So tip off the season with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers can make any $5 NBA Moneyline bet and get $200 in free bets. So check this out. In addition to the usual bets, everyone can boost their winnings up to 100% with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook app, opt in, place a stepped up same game parlay today. And with payouts bigger than ever, DraftKings Sportsbook is where I go to bet on the NBA. So yeah, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code DNVR and make any $5 NBA Moneyline bet this week and get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with promo code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Sounds good. All right, Kale, we should hear from Josh Sushan because he had a lot to say about, I mean, first of all, Rockies just stole their manager, Warren Schaefer. He'll be the third base coach up here in Colorado. They've spent a lot of time together over the past few years. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about all the new things happening at Isotopes Field. The whole field's ripped up right now. They got rid of the hill. They're getting a new scoreboard. They've got some MVPs down there. Kale, are we ready to roll it?
Ready.
Let's do it. All right, joining the pod now is the voice of the Albuquerque Isotopes, Josh Sushan. Josh, how you doing?
It is delightful to be back with you once again, Susie. Thanks for having me.
I always love having you on the pod. First, we got to talk about a little theft that we up here in Colorado have just done to you guys. We took Warren Schaefer. What are your thoughts on this move? Were you expecting it to happen this season? Did you think you had a little more time left with him?
Couple of things, Susie. First, I went back and I looked at the bylaws for, you know, the contract between the major league team and the minor league team. Mm-hmm. And it clearly states very, very clearly that if you take a AAA team's manager, then one of two things must happen. You either must return for an exhibition game or you have to bring the play-by-play announcer to Denver. So, Rockies, it is in your court. Do you want to come to Albuquerque for an exhibition game or do you want to bring whoever that Isotopes play-by-play guy is to Denver? It's up to them.
Whoever he is, couldn't be you. Couldn't be you. That's funny.
In all seriousness, there was no doubt that Warren Schaefer was going to the major leagues. The question was when. I was kind of hoping selfishly that we would get to keep him for at least another year, maybe two or three more years, maybe like another 15 years or so, because we just adore Warren. But this is super deserving. Look, I've had a lot of candid conversations with Warren about his career, and my eyes are going to go over here so I can look at my computer screen to get these numbers right. He played 6 years in the minors. He was a career 214 hitter. He briefly was at AAA. He played 459 games. Warren was always very realistic about his chances of making it to the major leagues as a player, and he always thought his future was as a coach. And this guy just brings so much energy, so much passion, just such positivity to the ballpark every day. And this guy's just going to do great things. I'm not surprised, but again, selfishly, I wish we could have kept him a little bit longer.
And I know he's had such a great relationship with so many of these guys that have come through AAA most recently. And of course, we've seen him at so many different levels throughout the Rockies organization, including, you know, I've known him since AA Hartford. Those relationships that he's built are going to be so key up here in Denver, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you think about it, he was at Asheville. I mean, the only organization he's ever known as a player and as a coach and as a manager is the Colorado Rockies. And so a lot of times somebody might get called up to AAA for the first time, and I would ask Warren, what do you know about him? And he would say, well, I had him at the alternate site. I had him at Asheville, or I had him at Hartford. And he had a really detailed knowledge about this. The other thing I can tell you about Warren, well, a few things. Number one, no one hits a fungo better than Warren Schaefer. It is unbelievable the way that he can hit a fungo, all types of fungos, to the warning track, perfect, hard ground balls, slow rollers, choppers. He's unbelievable with a fungo. That's number one. Number two, in each of the two seasons that he was the manager here, the Isotopes infield drastically got better as the season went along. And there's a few reasons for that. Number one is because both years, Alan Trejo was not here when the season began. And then once Alan Trejo got here and played shortstop, the entire infield defense got way, way better. But the other reason is because Warren just works so well with the infielders, just constantly working with them out there, taking ground balls with them, hitting ground balls to them. They just constantly get better. And then I was thinking about him coaching at third base, and I was racking my brain trying to think of the number of times that somebody was thrown out at home or thrown out at third. And it's probably less than five in 2 years. He's just a really, really smart third base coach who really studies the outfielder's arms really, really well. And I think that third base coach is an easy one to kind of take for granted and what that coach does, but Warren's going to be really good at that.
What a great assessment, Josh. Thank you. I know you guys have a lot of other things going on down in Albuquerque. I think your whole field is totally torn up right now after the tearing out of the hill.
Yeah, not only is the hill gone, but all the grass is gone. All of it. It's all gone. As we talk right now, I'm looking out and I just see a whole bunch of dirt. And the new grass is going to be placed down fairly soon. I think it's sometime next week or something like that. And this is really exciting because, look, we share this facility with a soccer team. And for our poor grounds crew, the fact that they have to basically take the mound down and build it back up every single Monday or Tuesday, or basically every Monday, the amount of wear and tear that a field gets in general is intense. And then you add to that how dry it is, how hot it is, and then you add that there's two different sports being played on there. We have very high standards for the field here. When you look at photos over the years, you see that it's just pristine and we've won all kinds of awards. And it just takes a toll over time, having two sports. And it's been a long time since we put in grass. So I'm really excited that we're going to have a brand new field next year. Also, the video board is slowly, piece by piece, coming down. And it is going to be enormous next year. And so we're really excited about that. So yeah, it's just a constant construction zone around here, which is super fun.
Never stop working on yourself, Isotopes Park. Never stop. Never stop. This is really exciting. I still need to get down there for a game, which is crazy. I can't even believe that this is still a thing that I'm saying in the year 2022. But y'all got some all-stars down there. We got to talk about Wynton Bernard and Sean Bouchard.
Yes, they were both named Pacific Coast League postseason all-stars. I'm very excited for them. Although, if I'm being honest, Wynton got robbed. Wynton should have been the MVP. David Villar had a very good season when he was in Sacramento. He just wasn't at Sacramento very long because he was so good. He got called up and he stayed up for quite a while and he had more home runs, but Wynton was better in every category other than home runs. And Wynton had base stealing. He had defense. He had the batting average, the on base percentage. So I'm going to have to, I want to do like a big deep dive on who voted against Wynton Bernard and why, because I'm not happy. He should have won MVP, period.
Are you going to track down all of the voters and figure it out?
Do you want to help me?
Sure.
I feel like this would be a really good Susie Hunter project.
You know how sneaky I am. I love a good, deep dive.
No, but I mean, he should have won it. And so it was one of those, when someone gets named to an all-star team, you should be excited. And I was, but I was also bummed. He should have been more than just all-star. He should have been MVP. And for Sean Bouchard, I was really excited for him because he's never been an all-star at any level. And I think this last year continues to show basically the Sean Bouchard story, which is a guy that's always flown underneath the radar, not like top 10 prospect, sometimes not even top 30 prospect, never been a postseason all-star, but just every year it gets better and better and better. And last year it all came together. Going up to the big leagues for the first time, he dominated at AAA after about 2 to 3 weeks, kind of took a while to get going, gets called up, immediately gets hurt, comes back to us, dominates again, goes back up to the big leagues, finished really strong the last 2 weeks. And Bouchard's going to continue to be a guy who's going to fly under the radar. And I think he likes that. I don't think that he's a guy who cares about how much attention that he gets, but the numbers don't lie. And the performance increases from year to year don't lie about what his potential is.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Josh, anything else we need to know about what's going on now in this off season down in Albuquerque?
You know, that's pretty much it. You know, new field, new video board. We're going to have a new manager. I'm really excited to see who's going to be our new manager. They're going to have big shoes to fill. And, you know, of course, we'll be constantly tracking like which minor league free agents get signed. You know, you've worked in minor league baseball a long time and you get more excited about the minor league free agent signings than you do about any major league trades. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited just to get the hot stove league going and to see what the Rockies do and what everybody else does and how that impacts us here in Albuquerque.
All right, Josh, I love it. Thank you so much for joining the pod. I will talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks for having me again, Susie.
That was actually a historic interview because that's the first conversation anyone's ever had with Josh Souchon that was under 10 minutes. Usually, like when Kale knows this, whenever I wrap up interviews with anyone who works in sports media, it takes us forever to wrap up the conversation.
Your Josh Souchon interviews are usually at least 15 minutes.
They're so long, but we have so much to talk about. But he was like, nah, I kept him short. And I'm like, this is insane. This has never happened. Something that maybe should never have happened. Okay, so the Dodgers have put out some new merch. They have a hat that absolutely rips off everything the Rockies City Connect jerseys are trying to do. So we've got this tweet. Look at that. I mean, it's lovely, but
an LA logo on it.
This is a
Colorado Rockies logo.
This is a Rockies hat.
This is a Rockies hat.
This is straight up a Rockies hat. It makes no sense.
What is happening
Why
here?
Does this exist? And also, where does green exist in the Dodgers world? It doesn't. Green at least exists in the City Connect world now.
Yeah. Yeah, it does not exist in the Dodgers world. You don't have those kind of trees in LA County. Like, what are we doing? This is nonsense. Absolute nonsense. And I'm happy Kale's on board with this, too. It's very offensive content. But yeah, that's what we got going on. We got the Friday Afternoon Club happening today. We've got Nuggets happening in a little more than an hour. This is exciting stuff. This is going to be a fun Friday. I'm going to have a more fun Friday than Kale because Kale has to like actually do 2 more shows after this. But me, I'm done after this. My week's over. I'm stoked. Are you staying for Friday Afternoon Club, Jake?
I've got 2 Buffs games, so yes.
Oh, right. Right. The Buffs. That's your job. Yes. Guys, this has been fun. You can follow all of our Rocky stuff at DNVR_Rockies. Kale, where do we follow you?
I'm at Kale Sorbo, Kale with 2 L's.
2 L's. And you can follow me at The Susie Hunter on all platforms. This was fun. What a week. You know what they say about me closing out a show, though?
What do they say?
I don't know how, so whatever. We'll just talk to you on Monday.